Good morning. 9:15. Yeah, I'm running way late today. 9:15, May 31st, last day of May. Yeah, the problem was I overslept. I mean, seriously, overslept. It was almost 6 o'clock before I woke up. I only barely woke up before the alarm. I had a 6 o'clock alarm, a 7 o'clock alarm. I have a lawnmower helping me this morning. And I just barely got up. I had time for about a cup of coffee. And then I realized that it was closing in on 9 o'clock rather quickly. And I figured, I don't want to do it. At which point I said, get your boots on, get out the door, stop being a putz. So here I am. Yesterday was brain day. Yesterday I just didn't do too much, except think about how I could approach the Greedock story in a way that is going to be satisfactory for the Siglerverse. The Sigler's comments came back to me were largely positive. There were pieces that he liked. There were pieces that he did not like. And adding a new mode of communication was one of the things that he did not like at all. No. So given that the entire story that I was writing revolved around that alternate mode of communications, yeah, I really had to come up with something else. So after getting over the crap, now what am I going to do? I basically took yesterday and let the problem circulate in my brain. Talked it over with Brian Gamble a little bit, talked it over with J. Daniel Sawyer a little bit. Thought about running cable to my living room. I think that's really going to be the answer. The drywall or not, a few small holes should take care of the majority. The base plate, as someone pointed out in the comments, the base plate's going to be the big part. And I'm going to have to go up through one corner and find where that base plate comes down through. The problem is that the cable that's there now is stretched too tight. It's very, very tight. And it goes around way too many corners to be able to do something like put a bullet connector between two cables and draw the old cable back down with the new cable on it. So that's not going to work. That was my first thought, and then when I started looking at it, I realized that's not going to work at all. So what I'm looking at is running a new cable. And I love the idea of running Cat 6 alongside it. Down to the cable connection that's in the closet downstairs. Now, I've already run cable a long way around, and I have drywall on the upper wall, but I have paneling on the lower wall, like wainscoting. And I can take that paneling off just by popping out the nails. So that's an easy patch. That's an easy run to go from the closet out to where it needs to go up through the up along the basement wall to the living room, which is just above. And that's the easy part. That's the easy run. That's nothing. The more difficult run is that last 5 feet from downstairs to upstairs. I can even dangle the cable down. It'll work out just fine. Fish the cable up from the bottom even. But the problem is that that last crossover to the living room is going to be a pain. Good morning. So yeah. So I've come up with a new plot line, one that should work okay, one that works actually quite well. I can keep the old original bookend idea for the flashback to talk about how he took over the Krakens, Oh, fire trunks. Hope it's not my house. I don't think so. They wouldn't be coming down the side street. At least I hope they wouldn't be coming down this side street. So anyway, I've got a new plot line and I like it. It has, I think, about enough points in it that I can actually get on track and stay on track. I have to set my butt in the chair and start grinding out some words. But 35,000, 34,000 plus the bookend will give me over 40,000 words, which is where I need to be, even if it goes a little bit long, 50,000 words. To tell the story, Scott's not going to complain. So I'm not going to get too worried about the length. I'm just going to get the book done and get it over to him. And then he'll probably make some edit changes and send it back to me, but at least while he's doing that, I'll have a chance to get one of my own books published and get some of this stuff moving. Because June is tomorrow, and I really wanted to have the two books that are already edited out by the end of May. Of course, that was predicated on getting Greedock out and not restarting it again at the end of the month. So this is start number 3 coming up. And it's a bit tedious, but I understand why it's necessary. And what I need to do is to pull up some of those reserves and write a few 10,000 word days, which means a few 10-hour days at the keyboard, which shouldn't be too bad, particularly if I can start, if I go back to waking up at 4 a.m. and do something radical like write at 4 a.m. Today I'm running on empty. I'm hungry. I've been up for a couple of hours and I haven't had anything to eat yet. I'm lacking energy. Even walking, I'm lacking energy. Barely dragging my ass around here today. But it's Friday, and so if I could, I'm hoping I'm going to be able to get some words on the page today that will kick me down the road a bit, so that I don't waste a weekend farting around with the family. The family weekend was last weekend. We had family up the wazoo last weekend. And frankly, I'm kind of tired of family. Just one of those things. And so we did a lot of cleaning. I'm still going to have to mow the lawn. The lawn isn't going to wait. We had the Chemelon people come in and spray toxic chemicals all over the yard the other day. And then we had some heavy rain, which was good. And I got the sprinklers turned on, although they're leaking all over the place. So probably get a fine from the city for that. But it's going to be an all morning thing to go out there with the spade, start digging up and replacing sprinkler heads. And frankly, I just don't have the strength for it. Not right now, anyway. Oh, on the eyes. The eyes are amazing. I had to put sunglasses on this morning because it's brighter than normal. It's, you know, sun's up. Well up at 9 a.m. here. So I put on some sunglasses to help kill some of the glare. They're not the polarized ones, but they're the wraparounds. And it's very cool. Being able to see is kind of special. Making the right-hand turn now. Heading east on the long eastern reach. Prairie dogs. Lots of little pups out there in the prairie dog village this morning. Some fresh prairie dog holes right here beside the street, too. That's not a good sign. But a lovely day. Go back and get some breakfast. Perhaps open up a word processor. See where I stand. Monk poem. And see if I can't grind this thing out. The problem is I know I'm not gonna be able to grind over the weekend because spouse, kids, they're gonna want to do stuff. They're gonna want me to do stuff with them, which is, yeah, right up there on my list of things to do. But one of the important things to keeping peace in the family, I think, is doing stuff. I've been following Laura Gibbs, and she's been working with her 11-year-old nephew, I think, and talking about playing games with him, which is, it sort of got me into the game-playing mood. These are tabletop games. These are things you play on the table, around the table, and play with people. Now, I do like those games. I do. They're a lot of fun, and we have several. The one that the kids were playing with Grampy over the weekend was Block Us, which is a sort of a Tetris board game where you have to block the path of other players by placing your blocks, Tetris-shaped blocks, on the board. It's kind of fun. It's a special relations game. Artist daughter wins quite often. I play once in a while. It's a game that would require a lot of practice and study, I think, for me to get real good at. Because I'm not sure what the strategies are. Do you run diagonally across to separate the corners? Do you run a hoop to protect your own turf? Do you do both? I don't know. Board gets crowded with four people really quickly. So the upside of that is that the games are pretty short. They also like to play aggravation. That's one of those games that goes on, it's like Monopoly, it goes on for hours and hours and hours and hours, and at the end all I'm left with is aggravation. I suppose aggravation and Parcheesi are very common in that regard. I think as far as I can tell, they're the same game, aren't they? Ah. And I have been eating way too many calories. The having the cheesecake in the house is just terrible. I mean, sneak in a cookie, you know, having a cookie in the evening or having a cookie in the afternoon. Having a cookie once a day is not, it's not going to kill my overall calorie intake. Having a slice of cheesecake is a completely different matter. At least I assume it is. I assume a slice of cheesecake has like 1,000 calories in it. Maybe it's only 500, but still. But the good news is it's almost gone. Bad news is I have to go to the grocery store today because we're out of several required. Oh, shoot. And that, I'm probably going to have to do that as soon as I get home, too. Crap. Oh, well. The thing is, if I wait and try to do it later, then I will forget, and I have to go to the grocery store before we have dinner, because I need something to fix for dinner. And I have to go to the grocery store. Before that, or I wind up ordering pizza, which is even worse than... even worse than cheesecake. They're still having eye drops. We're still playing games with the eye drops 4 times a day, but it's much simplified. Both eyes get the same drops now. That'll change Sunday when one eye no longer needs the once a day drop. they'll still both need the four times a day. But it's only one drop. I'm not doing three drops four times a day anymore, so that's much better. With the sunglasses on, everything is so saturated. I guess even without the sunglasses on, everything is pretty saturated. No, not quite so much. The bright sun has a tendency to glare things out, to put so much light on something that it sort of fades by comparison. With these Arctic level sunglasses on, everything looks very colorful. There's a cormorant flying over there. I said light breeze, but it's actually more like a 10 knot wind. American flag flying from a pole. It's fully extended. That's more than a light breeze. Grass waffling, waving in the sun. The long grass blades shining in they twist just right. Sun shines off the smooth sides. So you get these waves across the grassland. Quite lovely. A beautiful morning all told. Oh, fire trucks were coming to my neighborhood. They're up on the corner. Don't smell smoke. Allie Sullivan, where did I get that name from? Allie Gamblin posted on Google Plus a video from BuzzFeed about what's 2,000 calories look like. I was pretty amazed. There's some things that I thought were pretty high in calories aren't quite so high. Some things that I thought were pretty low in calories were higher than I thought. Bananas are rather high. Carrots are higher than I thought. French fries are the worst. French fries are the worst. One large fry is 500 calories. A Big Mac is actually less, which I thought was quite interesting. And having said Big Mac, it's like, oh yes, I want a Big Mac. That'd be the problem with going to the grocery store hungry, I'm afraid. Going to the grocery store hungry is never a good idea. Alright, 18 minute mile. 18 and a half minutes the last mile. That's not bad. But here I am, coming up at the back gate, on a day when I didn't really want to go, but I went anyway because I never want to not walk just because I don't want to. But tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.